News and interviews from across the world and right here in the central Susquehanna Valley. This is WKOK Sunrise on News Radio 1070 WKOK and WKOK.com.
And thank you so much for joining us on WKOK Sunrise. Mark Lawrence here. Mr. Rob Sanders on the other side of the glass taking fabulous care of us, as always. So we appreciate always his help and hard work. If it's Friday morning at 7:42 or 43 or 44 or so, depending upon how far behind I am, it is time for Movie Mike McGranahan, professional movie critic, women in cinema advocate, author, and author of Straight Up Layton and My Year of Chevy. He's a winner of a Pennsylvania Association of Broadcasters Award and a member of the Critics Choice Association. He's very critical all the time. He is moving. Good morning, sir. Thanks for checking in today.
Thanks. Glad to be here.
Well, of course, critical is a positive or a negative thing, depending upon the material presented, right? So they have a couple of films to look at today. On the Rocks. Tell us about that.
This is the new movie from Sofia Coppola, who made Lost in Translation, and it reunites her with the star of that film, Bill Murray. And he plays a guy who's been kind of a drunk and kind of a cad for most of his life. And Rashida Jones plays his daughter. She believes her husband might be cheating on her. And so she goes to the only person she can think of who might actually be able to help her figure this problem out, which is him. And the two of them go on a mission to stalk her husband and try to find out whether he is, in fact, cheating on her. And this is a really smart, funny movie about father-daughter relationships, because here you have this woman who's in this position of worrying that her husband is being unfaithful, and she knows that her father has lived that womanizing lifestyle. She hasn't liked it, but she kind of has to rely on his unusual expertise to help her out. So it's just a really well-acted and smart and funny movie about what happens between this father and daughter as they go together on this adventure. So 3 stars for On the Rocks. That debuts today on Apple TV+.
Now, Bill Murray in this film, tell me about his performance. Whenever he plays kind of like one of these downcast characters, I have a feeling he's just kind of the same guy.
He does a variation on his persona here, and I think he's very good. The character he plays, Felix, is a guy who loves life, embraces life, doesn't really have a lot of use for boundaries or restrictions. And Bill Murray's kind of known for being a wild and crazy guy. So I don't think he plays Bill Murray here, but he certainly uses his persona to his advantage in the performance.
And how much like the other film is this, the other one you named? Now the name is escaping me.
Translation.
Yes, thank you. How much like that sort of prolonged dramatic movie is this?
This one is, I think Lost in Translation is a masterpiece from Sofia Coppola. I don't think this one is quite as good, but this one is probably a little more commercial. People I've talked to who did not like Lost in Translation thought it was a little too artsy. This one is pretty much a straight father-daughter comedy, so I think it's a little more mainstream.
All right, and he pulls it off satisfactorily. How do you rate this?
Yeah, 3 stars for this one. Like I said, not as good as Lost in Translation, but definitely an entertaining film and good performances from Bill Murray and Rashida Jones.
And how do we see this film?
You have to have Apple TV+. And I know that that's something that's coming into more and more homes, more and more people are getting it. They're certainly putting a lot of time and effort into pumping up their programming. And this is an example of a really A-list project that they have, hoping to get people to subscribe.
All right, so Apple TV Plus would be there. It would be the way that to get that. So you got to have a smart TV, or you want to watch it on your phone. A lot of people might watch it on a laptop, I guess, or maybe a tablet. But okay, so that's how you connect to that. All right. Also today, there is another Borat film. Tell us about. How did we ever get through this torturous time between these films?
You know, the original Borat made me laugh so hard I couldn't breathe, and I thought that there would never be a sequel because the movie was such a big hit that Borat became a household name, and the question was, who is left for Sacha Baron Cohen to fool? Well, he has made another Borat movie called Borat Subsequent Movie Film, and you may have heard some things about it in the news this week, and it debuts today on Amazon Prime, and the movie finds Borat coming back to America with his teenage daughter in the hopes of giving her as a gift to Mike Pence. so that Kazakhstan and the United States can have a good relationship. And of course, along the way, there are all sorts of shenanigans where Sacha Baron Cohen fools regular people and some not so regular people into believing his little mischief. So again, not as funny as the original, but there are enough big laughs here to make it worth seeing.
Now, some people don't like the Borat films. I'm not sure why, but what is the secret to this humor, and what is the issue with folks that don't like it?
What Sacha Baron Cohen does with Borat is he uses that character to get people to expose their hidden prejudices and their inner biases. And that's what makes it so funny. He has this way of getting people to say the things that you normally don't say out loud. And they do it in front of cameras. And I'm sure that's uncomfortable for some people. To me, that's part of the pleasure. I remember watching the first movie and feeling like the comedy was so dangerous because it just seemed like Sacha Baron Cohen was going to get his lights punched out at every corner. So to me, that's what's great about it. Now, because he is a household name, I think it was probably a little harder to fool some people in this movie. And so it doesn't quite hit those heights that the first one did. But if you like what Borat does, then there's certainly enough here to make you laugh.
What does he do? Explain this format that where regular people are involved in this.
Yeah, he goes out in character as Borat and interacts or does interviews, things like that, with regular people. And then the character of Borat is... he sort of says the things that are politically incorrect, and then he waits to see, or gives people an invitation, rather, to agree with him and to expand on what he says. And that's kind of the secret. People let their guards down because he's already said something first in character and being satiric, and then they say something for real that they actually mean, and it kind of exposes their prejudices and their bigotry.
Okay. So, this sounds hilarious. And you enjoy these, so you give them 3-something, I suppose?
Yeah, I gave the original 4. This one I would give 3. Again, doesn't hit the same gasp-inducing hilarity that the original did, but certainly some very talked-about moments in this movie, moments that you will talk about, including the one that made the news this week.
All right, and we'll get to that in one split second, but how do I see this particular Borat film? Or if you're one of the many people who don't like them, how do you avoid it?
It's free on Amazon Prime. So
oh, okay.
If you're a Prime member, you can watch it right now.
All right. Well, I think half the world is on Amazon Prime, so that's how you would see that. Okay. So, well, I don't know about the other controversies, but I certainly know that Rudy Giuliani put his face on the front of the Post again twice in 1 week for 2 separate controversies. That's difficult for people to do. Tell us about that.
Yeah, Rudy Giuliani made news because he appears in the Borat movie, and I guess I should probably issue a spoiler warning here. If anybody doesn't want to know what happens, you might want to turn your radio down for a minute and then turn it back up. But Rudy Giuliani appears at the end of this movie, Borat, and what happens is that the actress playing Borat's daughter is posing as a reporter for a non-existent right-wing television program, and she's interviewing Giuliani, and they're both sitting there drinking. And he's flirting with her, and she's touching his knee and kind of leading him on a little bit, and he's being a little creepy with her. And then at the end of the interview, she says, "Let's go into the bedroom," because they're in a hotel.
No, wait,
and
he's so following. She's really doing this, so he does not know this is a setup.
Right. He thinks he's being interviewed by an actual reporter rather than an actress.
Wow. Okay, go ahead.
Yeah, so at the end, she says, "Let's go into the bedroom of the hotel that they're doing this interview in," and she takes off his microphone. He grabs her. He's very handsy with her around her rear end, you know, touching her, saying that he wants her phone number and her address, and then he lays down on the bed and sticks his hand down the front of his pants. My jaw hit the floor when I saw this movie, and then that's the point where Borat comes in and disrupts it. But I screened the movie on Tuesday night, and my jaw hit the floor. I could not believe what I was seeing, and I actually went on social media and said, when the Borat movie hits, there's a scene that's going to cause a national controversy. And then the next day, when the review embargo dropped, suddenly it made news. But so Rudy Giuliani, definitely a little red-faced this week.
What has he said about this? This is crazy.
He denies it all. I mean, back in the summertime, his team issued a statement saying that Sacha Baron Cohen had tried to fool him and it didn't work. He knew who it was. Well, if you see the movie, that is not the case at all. But he's saying that he was just tucking in his shirt after removing the microphone. We all tuck our shirts in. Do we all lay down on the bed and stick our hand that far down our pants to tuck in our shirts? Maybe, maybe not.
Oh, my gosh, I'm shocked. All right, well, thank you for that, I guess, movie. And now, I got to go cool off. This is crazy. Okay.
Yeah, I mean, it's going to continue to be talked about. And I'm not going to say that there's maybe not a little bit of editing or sound manipulation there. I'm sure there is, because they need to weave it into the plot. But it really made Giuliani look creepy.
Okay, yeah, that sounds like not really a stretch. All right. All right, finally, how are theaters doing? AMC's making a little bit of news again. Tell us about that.
Yeah, they're still struggling. They announced this week that they want to sell off some of their stocks. They've warned their investors that they could be facing bankruptcy in the coming months if they don't get their hands on some more liquidity, some more cash. So the struggle continues for AMC. Hopefully they'll survive it. They've pulled through so far. Keeping my fingers crossed that they can keep going.
All right, well, thank you. Yes, and you were... Oh, wait, you went to the theater.
I did. I went one time. Yeah, I'm still basically quarantining, but I did go one time last weekend.
Would you wear like a zoot suit and a shield and everything and stay away from everybody?
I had a mask and a face shield, and I picked a movie that I knew probably would not be crowded. And in fact, my father, who's my movie buddy, he and I had the whole theater to ourselves, so kind of worked out well.
And what did you see?
We saw a movie called The Kid Detective with Adam Brody, which is really good. It's there for a second week. I should add, I was told by the management that they only have a cap of only 25 people per movie.
Okay.
And they have not come close to hitting that cap on anything since they've been open. So if you are inclined to go to the movies, you probably are not going to be there with very many people. It was very deserted when I was there.
All right. Well, thank you. Maybe we'll delve farther into that next week. Thank you so much, Movie Mike. Thanks for checking in today.
Thank you.
Movie Mike McGranahan. We'll see him at the movies again. So thank heaven for that. Professional movie critic. As soon as this interview is over, Rob Setter, our fabulous producer, puts this interview on the WDKOK podcast page.